He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the December 11th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, here in Carlsbad, California. And I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. I am back from my brief trip there to Boston and come back to some pretty dry weather here.
It's very dry.
It's warm, but it's dry, and that's what's causing the fires out here. And has the wind subsided a little bit?
Today,
well, well, we got a little bit of northerly wind. That's good, moving the markets higher today as we begin a new week of trading. We've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average right now up 39 points, and that puts it at 24,368, at or near all-time highs. The S&P 500 is up 4.5 points. It's at 2,656. It's at or near new all-time highs. The NASDAQ is up 15 points right now. Good move there on the NASDAQ. We've had pretty good recovery in the NASDAQ since those dog days of sector rotation that took place for about 7 or 8 trading days. The NASDAQ is now at 6,855. Looks to me like we're going to see 7,000 on the NASDAQ before this is all over. The Russell 2000 is just up a couple of points today. That's the small cap index. It's at 1524. Crude oil's up 14 cents to 57.50, kind of mired in that high $50 area. Gold, which has been real weak. I think Bitcoin is the new gold.
It might be.
Gold is only up 70 cents and is cleared down to $1,249 per ounce. And the 10-year yield's at 2.37%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, in the North County, more particularly in Carlsbad, right by the blue Pacific Ocean. I bet it's been blue here recently. I know it was 70, it was 81 degrees yesterday as I went out and ran some errands. And I just came from Boston where it was 33 degrees. And other climbs, I'm sure Minnesota, I believe, was 24 degrees. How did the Vikings do over the weekend?
They lost to the Panthers.
No, they lost to the Panthers. That's right. But they're still in there. They're looking good.
Yeah, they're one of the best teams.
Yeah. And, of course, Philadelphia may have lost their quarterback. We'll see. Wentz. Our Chargers are 7-6, and now
your Chargers
atop the division, tied with Kansas City, and those two meet Sunday, or is that a Thursday night game?
It's Saturday night game.
I might even watch my first Charger game of the year. We started the day off. I saw breaking news this morning about an explosion at a New York City Port Authority. Several people injured. That's at 42nd Street. That's in pretty much Midtown Manhattan. They got a person in custody. The futures were off this morning a little bit till we figured out what was going on. New York City was under attack or under siege. That doesn't seem to be the case. And the market has quickly shaken that event off here and has moved forward. Well, those Bitcoin futures are trading today. Maybe can you get a price for me on Bitcoin or at least on GBTC? You know, the Bitcoin futures there's actually a Bitcoin index on stock charts. It's $NYXBT. And it closed over the week. It closed Friday at $16,458. And I know it was over $18,000 here this morning. That's the contract. In fact, it was $19,000. Bitcoin futures surge in trading debut. You can now buy futures on the Chicago Board of Exchange. That's the CBOE under the symbol XBT. Those futures surged as much as 25% this morning to $18,850. And the Bitcoin itself was at $16,673. Do we have any update on Bitcoin there at all? Let's just look at GBTC. What's GBTC doing? Because that, you know, that's really that's the exchange traded note.
The percentage should be the same.
Yeah,
right?
The percentage should be pretty close.
Up 7.5%.
Okay, well there you go. You're up another 7.5% on your Bitcoin this morning. It's at GBTC is at 1,774, and it started the year at 152. Pollen tulip bulbs? I don't know. Well, you know what? It's just this kind of a scary thing. And there is a money manager named Cameron Winklevoss. Ever hear of Winklevoss? The Winklevoss twins?
Of course.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
They invented Facebook.
Yes,
they did.
Well,
and Mark Zuckerberg stole it from them.
Okay.
That is the real.
That's not what the movie said.
Yeah,
All right.
Is.
All right.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, but I don't remember the Winklevosses.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
they invented it.
The Winklevosses believe.
And they were the early investors in Bitcoin.
Yes, they were.
So they might be a little biased, yeah.
They might be because he says
But they're already billionaires.
Yeah, he says it'll become a multi-trillion dollar asset, Bitcoin. CBO's plans to launch Bitcoin futures, making it easier to bet against the cryptocurrency, is making some enthusiasts nervous, but not Cameron Winklevoss.
No. Nope.
One half of the twins reported to have just become the world's first Bitcoin billionaire.
Yep.
He's a Bitcoin billionaire. We've always felt that Bitcoin, given its properties, is gold 2.0. It disrupts gold. Gold is scarce. Bitcoin is actually fixed. Bitcoin is way more portable and way more divisible, he told CNBC. Long term, it's a multi-trillion dollar asset. I don't know how long it takes to get there. The Winklevoss Gemini Exchange is even preparing to support the launch of CBO's Bitcoin futures and will be the price mechanism for the contracts when they settle. Well, that's Cameron Winklevoss. All right, well, you know, somehow Overstock.com plays into this whole Bitcoin blockchain revolution that's taking place. Let's take a look at Overstock. Overstock is in iBuy, right?
Yes.
Because Overstock.com, I mean, they've been an online retailer for quite some time, and it has not been a very successful stock until it started taking off in about August of this year. Overstock has had a real problem with being profitable.
You ever bought anything off Overstock?
No.
I've had bad experiences.
Bad experiences.
Yeah.
Well, apparently other people have, because look at the earnings over the years. Really crazy, all over the place. The most they've ever made was 62 cents per share back in 2012. They're looking to lose 62 cents per share this year. They're looking to lose 61 cents per share next year. It's pretty hard to make a fundamental case for OSTK, Overstock.com, headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah.
That's the price of Bitcoin.
Oh, 16,546. All right, okay. And Overstock today is up 17% with... News on jumps after Morgan Stanley reports a passive stake of 11.4%. It looks to me like Morgan Stanley's trying to get some exposure to the blockchain side of things. The stock has also landed on more lists of potential Bitcoin blockchain plays. You know, you can't ignore this.
Stanley, he's Jamie Dimon, right?
No.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, because Jamie Dimon hates Bitcoin.
He hates it. Yeah, no. Morgan Stanley.
Okay, Morgan Stanley's in.
Yeah, they seem like they're in. All right, now, when we come back, there is a biotech stock. In fact, I want to say it's ranked in the top 10 in our app, and it has been for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We've owned it, we've sold it, we've owned it, we've sold it. Unfortunately, we don't own it right now. It's up $32.40 per share today. And their drug partner, let's see, that would be, I can't think of the symbol right now. Oh, yeah, okay, and it's also up sharply here today. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on there with a on their CAR T. We've talked about CAR T in the past. We've talked about Juno. We've talked about other plays in the CAR T. There's only a handful of CAR T stocks. That's where they take a gene, a cancerous gene, out of your body. They re-engineer it. They reinstall that cancerous gene, and that gene goes to that cell, and it goes to work on the cancerous genes. It's a million-dollar procedure, wow. However. But we've got a CAR T stock in play big time today, and it's one of the top-ranked stocks in the Best Stocks Now app. This is Bill Gunderson, along with Steven Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? In the newsletter over the weekend, it what was the title? Sell everything and buy Bitcoin?
Yeah.
That was the open-ended question. Put your kids' college funds into Bitcoin. Put your IRA into Bitcoin. Go along with the Winklevoss twins. Well, I kind of went through the pros and cons of that. We'll get to that here hopefully today or tomorrow a little bit. What is Bluebird ranked today in the app? Can you tell me, and what's been the history of it over the last year or so? You know, I haven't felt good about the biotech stocks this year.
It's ranked number 4.
Okay, and what was it ranked at the beginning of the year, 12 months ago?
19. Six months ago, it was number 1.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and why don't I own it?
I don't know.
Can I? Why am I kicking myself today?
I don't know.
Why is my calf muscle black and blue today? Yeah. Well, Bluebird Bio, blue. The symbol is blue. You know, Douglas and I have gone back and forth owning that stock.
Yeah.
And we've probably sent more text messages to each other. You see blue today? Yeah, I see blue today. I hope he owns it right now.
He probably does.
He might, because it's been a top-ranked stock in the app now for over a year. What was it, 18 months ago, by the way? Just for fun.
Just for fun, it was...
Number?
1,700.
Okay, all right. Well, somewhere along the way, it roared into the top 10, and it's pretty much stayed there all along. There's obviously not any earnings. It's been a wild thing. Listen to this. It came public in the year 2013 at about $20 per share. All right. So there's where it began its life, early 2013. Now, remember, 2013 was the year of the biotech. We remember that year very well because we were heavily loaded up in the biotechs, and I'm sure we made some money in blue that year. Well, from that 2013 very auspicious start at $20 per share, it went to $197 by the year 2015. Then do you remember our friend Henry Waxman, congressman, Democrat, D, California? And, of course, probably Elizabeth Warren and a few others that wagged their fingers at these biotech companies and how much they were charging for their drugs. Well, Bluebird doesn't charge anything for their drug because they don't have one yet. But he particularly called out, what was Sovaldi? Gilead. With their $1,000 pill. Sovaldi, which 40 pills cured your hepatitis C, and you didn't have to have a liver transplant, which cost a whole lot more, and the pain's a whole lot less. It's a lot easier to take 40 pills than it is to go through liver transplant surgery. Like Phil Lesh, Grateful Dead bass player, had a liver transplant. I want to say David Crosby's on his second liver, because he's a crazy liver, right? The way he lives his life requires two livers now. And he's got to wait for somebody to die and donate their liver and this and that. Well, along comes Gilead Sciences with their $1,000 pill, 40 pills, and you've got a new liver. Cures your liver. It was a miracle drug. And, of course, they got mad about how much they were charging. And then you had EpiPen and others. And then you had that, what was that guy that went to prison and all this?
Martin Shkreli?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He was like the poster boy.
He was the EpiPen guy.
EpiPen was Mylan Labs. No, he was another drug.
He bought something and raised it by 1,000%.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the one. Okay, so what happened to the biotech stocks? Well, Bluebird went from $197 a share back to $35 per share. Basically, it went back to where it went public.
It's a tough pill to swallow.
That's a tough pill to swallow. That's a good line. You came up with that. All right. Usually I'm the one with the good lines. That's all right. You're learning. $197 down to $35 per share. And like you say, that's a bitter pill to swallow. Need a spoonful of sugar there with that medicine, as Mary Poppins would say. Well, got down to $35 in 2000 last year. Where is it today?
202. New all-time high.
All right. That's a wild ride to heaven, to back to hell, and then back to heaven again, right? Went from 20 to 197, back to 35, and now it's hitting a new high today at $202 per share. So it's the Bitcoin of the biotechs, I would say. But there is a hot new technology called CAR, C-A-R, hyphen T. And we've already had one big buyout. I cannot think of the name of the company that got bought out earlier this year by a big drug company for a huge premium. It was one that we were on to, and we knew it was a highly ranked stock. The other one that's out there right now, and I believe it's got to be moving today, is Juno. Actually, Juno's down today because Juno is a competitor to Bluebird Bio. But anyways, Bluebird gets good results today. It is announcement of updated data. Now, this is just phase one clinical trials assessing CAR T candidate. Here's the name of the drug, BB2121. In patients with late stage relapsed refractory multiple myeloma. That's not good.
No.
I mean, if you're in that late stage, study participants were heavily pretreated, having received a median of 7 prior lines of therapy. In 18 patients in the active dose cohorts, the objective response rate was 94%, including 7 complete responders. Now, this is out of 18 patients, and 16 considered at least very good partial responders. In the dose escalation phase, okay, now let's increase the dose, 71% experienced cytokine release syndrome, mostly grade 1. 2 patients experienced grade 3 severe cyto release syndrome, and 2 deaths were reported, one from cardiac arrest and one from myelodysplastic syndrome. But, however, these were very good. Look, these are people basically with a death sentence. And if you can get 16 out of 18 with a very good response to this drug, BB12121, developed by Bluebird and a partner, they are partnered in this development of this drug with Celgene, C-E-L-G, which is headquartered in Summit, New Jersey. Celgene's been all over the map, too, as a stock, hasn't it? I mean, it was 24 back in 2010. It got up to 140, back to 93. Now it's back to 108. That's a lousy chart on Celgene. We've owned Celgene in the past. It always looked like a good value stock to me. It still looks like a good value stock to me, but it's a lousy chart. Value without some kind of performance and momentum is a value trap to me. You're getting a little bounce in Celgene today. It's up 2.3%, but the real big winner today, Bluebird, B-L-U-E, number 4 in the app. It's been in the top 10 almost all year. The stock is up 22% today. This is Bill Gunderson and Steve Gunderson.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's get a little update here on the market. You got your market numbers up there. Where are we at? Well, the NASDAQ's still doing well, huh? NASDAQ up 18 points.
NASDAQ's up 18. The Dow's up 25. S&P's up almost 4.
Okay. Well, you know, we'll take that as we begin a new week. We've got just a little over 2 weeks left in 2017. And, of course, it's been a pretty good year in the market, obviously. And I want to talk a little bit now about a stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I had a real good conversation. My wife and I got in late Friday night at the San Diego airport, and we got an Uber ride home. Hey, that works really good. Really does. No complaints. I mean, you open up your Uber app, you type in where you're going, and within 10 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, we had a guy door-to-door from the San Diego airport in his Chevy Volt to our home, and we talked a lot about he was in the car business, and he has worked for Volvo extensively, which is Geely Automotive.
That's right.
Now, that's how he pronounced it.
Geely?
Geely. I've been pronouncing it Geely. Right. I don't know who's right, but I got to believe that if he's worked for Volvo, he ought to know that it's Geely Automotive. And I don't want to talk about Geely today. I want to talk about Lear Corporation, which we own in our ultra growth portfolio, LEA. Lear Corporation is headquartered in Southfield, Michigan. That's car country, not too far from Detroit. Lear Corporation is a $12 billion company. We own Lear Corporation because it is part of the automobile revolution, the technology revolution that's taking place. Over the last 5 years, what is Lear's earnings growth averaged over the last 5 years, young Stephen?
29% per year.
29% per year. That's pretty good. Okay, and I see their most recent quarter that they reported, their earnings were up 24%. So the beat goes on at Lear Corporation. Now, what does Lear Corporation, it's in the news today, they are entered into a definitive agreement to acquire Israel-based EXO Technologies for an undisclosed sum. Now, you know,
that's exoskeleton, right?
Or no.
EXO?
No.
Different.
No, different. That's ReWalk you're thinking of. Okay. RWLK is the one that makes the exoskeleton.
I got you.
Hey, we'll see. Well, I don't know what this EXO Technologies does. We'll find out here in a bit. I don't think it has anything to do with the assembly line and the. You mean the exoskeletons
right,
that the
yeah.
assembly line workers wear?
Yeah, Ford.
To do repetitive tasks and things like this. Yeah, I need to wear one that goes through my database, you know,
nice,
and yeah. types in the. Scrolls down through the database and then looks at the chart and things like that. You know, a lot of the technology for this whole autonomous thing is coming out of Israel. Well, that was where Mobileye was. And, of course, Mobileye was bought out by Intel. And Intel has a major exposure over there in Israel. XO Technologies has operations in San Mateo and Tel Aviv, Israel. Now, here's what Lear does. LEA on the New York Stock Exchange. Lear is a leader in automotive connectivity solutions, including vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-infrastructure communications. You think that's a hot spot right now in the...
Might just be.
Might just be. The acquisition of EXO Technologies will provide Lear with a differentiated technology to significantly improve GPS accuracy and reliability, thereby enhancing vehicle safety and enabling what? Autonomous driving, said Matt Simoncini. Now, I talked at length with this guy, this Uber driver, about autonomous driving. He thinks it'd be wonderful.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, when they first launched it, what happens is the autonomous car was going through an intersection, and a guy ran the red light and smacked the autonomous car and killed the driver, right?
Right.
The guy inside. So it wasn't the autonomous's car fault, but you could say to yourself, well, if I had seen that guy coming, could I have pushed the gas? And so I guess they have to build all these what-ifs into these autonomous cars. Now, The combination of EXO technology with Lear's existing resources further strengthens our connectivity capabilities. Now, this is the second connected car stock that we own in our ultra growth portfolio. The other one I featured in my newsletter over the weekend. So if you get the newsletter and you want to know what our other connected car play is, you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com, and it was in the featured article of the week that went out to everybody that gets our newsletter, somewhat, 12,000, over 12,000 people now.
Yeah.
The CEO of Lear is Matt Simoncini. He says, we see excellent growth opportunities for our e-systems business as the proliferation of connected and autonomous vehicles will drive increased demand for improved accuracy and reliability in vehicle positioning. There's a movement taking place here.
Yeah.
It's definitely an autonomous car movement, and Lear is one of the players. In fact, when I created my iCar index, Lear was one of the stocks in the iCar index. And it's been kind of flatlining here since September. But I think eventually the stock will break out to new all-time highs. What's my five-year target?
Yeah, I was
going to
say that's a sideways chart right now.
That's a sideways chart. A lot of the tech stocks are a sideways chart. But what's my five-year target price?
We have 330.
And it's at 176. So, look, there's no guarantees. But we're going to continue to own our position in Lear, L-E-A. And
it's ranked number 82.
There you go. It's ranked number 82 in the app. Now, it's not in our premier growth portfolio. This is not a large cap company, $100 billion. It's a $12 billion company. It's a mid-cap stock. It pays a dividend yield of 1.1%. Okay, another one in the autonomous car. And I talked with the driver about some of the European automakers. In fact, we talked at length about Volvo, and we talked at length about a few other, Saab, which is also made in Sweden. But one that is kind of a weird car, Renault. It's a French manufacturer. Renault has shown off a self-driving car prototype called Symbioz. Now, Renault is publicly traded, R-N-L-S-Y. And we've got to type that one into our Scott trade to look at a chart because that one's not going to be. Okay, it's trading at $19. We owned it for a while, and I sold Renault. But, you know, I think if you're patient, Renault pays a dividend yield, according to Scott Trade anyways, of 3.5%. Renault has shown off a self-driving car prototype called Symbioz, which offers a glimpse of what mobility might look like in 2023. What year is this?
17.
Well, we're turning the corner on 18, 19, 20, 21.
5 years
from now. 5 years from now. An all-electric vehicle is capable of handling level 4 autonomous driving, meaning that the auto can operate with little or even no input from the driver.
I prefer no input if I'm going to have an autonomous
car.
Well,
why not? Yeah, I want to sit back and watch the Eagles play the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
Sipping a sweet tea or whatever. Now, here's their cool feature. When the car is driving by itself, it headlights changed color to blue.
So everyone else knows.
Get out of the way. Here comes one of those autonomous drivers. Like, it's almost like you ever going home and you get behind a student driver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I give them wide latitude.
Yeah.
Wide latitude. Because they're going like 20 miles per hour, cautious, moshes. And the poor driver instructor is sweating bullets, you know. And you got this nervous kid just, oh, I remember those days. Their headlights should change to red when they're driving the car. Get out of the way, flashing lights and everything. But anyways, the autonomous car movement continues. And I believe as a growth investor, how can you not have exposure to what is taking place on the byways and the highways of America?
It's the future.
It's the future, absolutely. Now, would I have 100% of my chips in this bag of chips? No. But we own several stocks from this area of the market. Okay, one last story, and then when we come back, I want to give a little update on where we are in the market year to date. You know, I was pretty close. I was pretty much right on with my predictions this year in the market. There's some news on the solar stocks, but you know what? I don't like the solar stocks. It looks to me like they're going to lose a lot of their perks with the new tax bill, so I would continue to avoid the solar stocks. When we come back, where should we be focused in 2018? This is the Best Stocks Now, the Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's just take a look at the market here, where we are year to date. This is very, very important because we've got to start thinking about our allocation, whether we're going to rebalance anything. Now, I'm not going to rebalance, just to rebalance. That was the article last week. You mean really? I should sell my leaders and buy laggards just to get my portfolio more in balance? I want to add laggards? So I have an equal amount of leaders and laggards in my portfolio? No. But we saw that sector rotation out of the financial or out of the technology stocks and into the financial stocks. And I just couldn't see the reasoning of selling Facebook and buying JP Morgan. That's just me. All right. Well, as we enter in here to the final days of 2017, we have the S&P 500 up 18.4% year-to-date. How many people were bearish at the beginning of the year? How many guys were rolled out onto Fox Business and CNBC and Bloomberg and the likes that were bearish?
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
Well, how did they do? The S&P inverse, which may come in handy, not may. It will come in handy at some point in
eventually.
The S&P inverse, SH, is down 16.6%. So all these guys from the Cayman Islands that call in and from Puerto Rico, the Peter Schiffs of the world and David Stockman and Stansberry, all these guys that write these negative newsletters, and they've been negative for years now, they got their clocks cleaned once again. Now, the valuation of the market, we started the year trading at 16.8 times forward earnings. We're now at 18.3 times forward earnings, but we're anticipating a tax cut, a corporate tax cut that would take us from 35 down to 20. Now, the average company in the S&P 500 does not pay 35. That's the top rate. Even 39. It's actually 39. They pay more like an average of 26. Tech stocks usually pay lower because they get a lot of deductions in research and development. And other companies pay more. And I think the financials probably had a little bit of a rally because they pay the highest average corporate tax rate of all the sectors out there. And they've had a rally here recently because they stand to benefit the most. And actually, technology stocks stand to benefit the least, but they benefit. So the leaders just got better, and the laggards got better, too. Does that mean I'm going to switch away from the leaders into the laggards? Not me. The small cap stocks have grossly underperformed the market this year. The small cap index up 10.8%. I don't really know why that is. I don't have a good answer other than on a relative strength basis and on an actual actual return basis, the small caps have lagged. Does that mean that we should sell all of our large cap stocks right now and decrease our exposure to large caps because they overperformed the market, outperformed the market? And should we increase our exposure to small caps because they underperformed? Now, that's what a lot of people would do, right?
Right.
Let's rotate out of that which did good in 2017 and into that which did poorly in 2017 as we positioned in 2008. Now, I don't like that strategy. I'm going to let the market tell me on a relative basis when the small caps become a better place to be. Now, one would think, logic would say with this underperformance of the small caps this year that there's better buys in the small caps than there are in the large caps. But it's not showing up yet. I don't see a preponderance of small cap stocks that are all of a sudden in the top 100 or 300 in our app. I'm finding a few here and there, and I've picked up a few here and there. But for the most part, it still is the same trend as we enter into 2018. I still see the same trends existing in the market today have existed for quite some time. And until that trend changes, I think you got to continue with the trend that has brought you to the dance and has kept you in the dance and has rewarded you this year. And when that starts to change, there's some rumblings out there. Oh, there's some rumblings out there that the change is going to come. But it's not really taking place yet. Have you noticed the emerging markets have really cooled off?
Yeah, they have.
Really cooled off. And I think the reason why is because central banks around the world are no longer giving out candy for Christmas. They're starting to tighten. They're starting to rein things in. Europe is reining. Europe has cooled off. But Europe has outperformed. Europe's up 22% year-to-date. Emerging markets are up 23% year-to-date. China is up 31% year-to-date. They still have a faster-growing economy than the U.S. India is up 35%. Now, here's the big one that I'm going to end today's show with. The bond market, 2017, let's just measure it by the 10-year Treasury, the ETF, IEF, up 1%. Who's the guy who has been saying to avoid the bond market, stay in the stock market? And right now, as we begin to turn the page on 2017, I see no reason why I would want to, even though the robots are increasing their exposure to bonds right now because of the stream outperformance of stocks and the underperformance by bonds, now they're out of whack, right? By the end of the year, you've got way too many stocks and not enough bonds. So what are the robots doing? They're buying the heck out of bonds right now. I don't buy into it at all. I think the bond market gets worse next year, and I don't think there's any way at all that the stock market next year will be as good as this year, but the trend remains in place for now. Avoid the bond market like the plague and be very selective in the best growth areas of the market. All right. Well, Stephen, we put out the newsletter. Actually, it didn't go out because I was in flight when I wrote my article on my flight home from Boston. The newsletter went out Saturday morning. How can they get in touch with us about money management for 2018?
Call us at 855-611-BEST, or you can go to our website, GundersonCapital.com, and give us some information.
All right, let's do it. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.